I'm Lucy Barkas, and this is the Leader X podcast. Each week, I will share my thoughts in the guest interview and help leaders to think about the steps that they need to take, the action that they need to take to embed the insights that our guests have shared with us. This week, Satna and I talked about brand and what leaders should be thinking about now and in the future.
You're going to have to stand for something, otherwise you're just going to get lost in this sea of new businesses. So again, finding the essence of what your business is about and what you're about and being able to communicate that clearly is going to become more and more important.
Brand is often handed over to the marketing department, simply parked as an advertising element. Sure, it's got a huge part of why the branding is important, but it's so much more than just marketing. Now and in the future, your brand needs to form a central part of your business strategy. Get it wrong and you will be invisible, especially in the constant noise of social media. You know, we see on average 5,750 adverts per day. Everything from your clothes, on the TV, the packaging, billboards, your bags for life, websites, on the side of a cab, and at least a quarter of those adverts are seen on your phones. How on earth are you going to stand out and reach your customers in such a busy world?
There's that famous adage that you know, you've got 6 seconds to make a great first impression. And actually, I'd say digitally, now that we're all on digital and on screen and online, that 6 seconds has dropped, and it's probably only a couple of seconds.
So your brand is much bigger than just marketing, and it's much bigger than branding. And that's why it should be a priority for any leader. Your brand is every interaction your customer or even the world has with you. It's how long you had to wait in a queue, or you know, how well your questions were answered, how you were treated when you were purchasing something, or the quality. It's the voice of the company. And your brand also promotes what you do and what you stand for and what you care about. Without a brand, a business lacks an identified purpose. And without a purpose, a business can't stand out from the competition. In my 5 Mys method, the final step is my legacy. In this step, we ask leaders to get really clear on the impact that they want to have in the future. It's about their purpose. You know, what are they doing and why they're doing it? How do they want to be remembered? It then forms the basis of, you know, their culture, their behaviors, their systems, their strategy. Without a purpose, your business and your brand becomes, well, meaningless, confusing and chaotic. It's kind of like your North Star directing where you want to be, but also a stake in the ground, keeping you firm to your values. Now, you are able to build a company culture and brand that will weather any storm and create consistency throughout your organizations by getting really clear on your purpose, your legacy, your values, and ultimately your brand. So as a leader, I want you to reflect on these questions. What is your purpose? Why this business or service as opposed to something else? What's the problem you're really trying to solve? Now ask whether what you do and say are really consistent with that. I mean, are you really delivering against your purpose day in, day out? Is your culture really set up to deliver the values that you know, vocalize so freely? How do you want your people, your suppliers, your customers to feel as a result of working or purchasing something from you? I mean, if you want loyalty and happy, engaged customers, can you say the same about your employees? Are you really leading your people with the same values? There is no point investing loads of time and energy in customer service if you really don't value your staff. If you're going to say you value equality, you better make sure you've close the gender gap, or you're actively working towards a more diverse senior leadership team. The point is, you may have aspirational brand values, but what's really going on in your organization today? And that's the work that we do in the My Present stage of the My Five Mys methodology. We want you to get really clear on where are you going, but where are you right now? And the steps in between form your plan and your strategy. So how will you get from where you are now to where you want to be? Coming up in this series, hear my chat with Kevin Smith of Utah-based Smash Brand about using data to predict whether brands will really succeed and take the risk out of product launches. And in the next episode, I'll be talking to Paul McGilvery from Remote about what the two things leaders need to focus on right now. That's automation and digital assets. Make sure you subscribe and look out for new episodes as they appear in the feed. And don't forget, there's more on the guests in the show notes. Now, in the future, morality and ethics of an organisation is going to be even more critical. The world is changing, and one of the core motivators for any consumer's purchasing decisions are whether, you know, they have a good moral and ethical compass. You know, their impact on the world around them, or how they treat their staff, and whether they pay people fairly, what they take a stand for, it really matters. And I don't mean being a good corporate citizen, you know, by literally just ticking the box. It needs to be genuine. You need to walk the talk. One of my earliest memories of ethical brands was The Body Shop. Anita Roddick was absolutely clear about her purpose and everything about the products, the service, the customer interactions, employee relations. Everything was grounded in making the world a fairer, cleaner, and more sustainable place. And since then, the move to more ethical companies that take a stand for something bigger than themselves and take their corporate responsibility really seriously, it's rising. Millennials and Gen Z want to know what you stand for and what good or what harm you're doing in the world and what you want to do about it. They are willing even to pay extra to ensure that their money is not doing harm.
In the future, this is going to be really important that your brand can connect on an emotional level. When people feel emotive or emotional about a brand, and if it gets them here, then they're more likely to stay loyal. And as things change and everything else fluctuates in the marketplace, they're more likely to stay loyal. So those companies that have good ethics, those companies that show decent morals and treat their staff well, are going to rise to the tops of that. And especially with the millennial workplace, you know, millennials coming through, that's what they look for in a company and an employer before they even, you know, sort of consider working with them.
So I don't want you to lose your primary focus. You know, if you manufacture nuts and bolts, your company needs to talk about manufacturing nuts and bolts. But it's bigger than that. It's about, you know, what do you want to be known for? What's the impact that you want to have on the world around you? Perhaps it's a cause, a value, a charity, or an inequality that you support, or that you signed up to a UN global goal that you're committed to achieving. Determine what it is, build it into your strategy, and then communicate it to customers about why it is important to you. And if it's important to them too, you might just gain their business. And as you ask the important questions about why you're in business, the impact and the legacy you want to have, your brand then starts to evolve. They are the key components, and they are the things that are going to future-proof you for any storms that happen in the future. By defining your brand, if you create the foundation upon which all other components are built. Your brand definition serves as your measuring stick in evaluating how people work, where they work, how they are rewarded, the resources you use, the waste that you create. It impacts the marketing materials and the strategies, your tone of voice and your brand colours. And the final point about branding in the future is that it's getting a lot more personal. People want to connect on a human level, so a faceless organisation won't float anyone's boat now or in the future. We are interested in the people, the story, the human behind the brands. That's why we know the names of so many leading brands, such as Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos or even Kim Kardashian. The leadership teams, the CEOs, the founders are the brand. Everything they say and do must reflect their own authentic values and those of the brand. Otherwise, you break trust, you lose credibility. You can make mistakes, but how you deal with them will determine whether you are run out of town, or forgiven. So that's another episode done. Don't forget to buy the book, Leader X, subscribe to the podcast and sign up to the newsletter at www.3wh.uk.com. That's the number 3 in the letters W and H. And now it's time for you to step up, take control and lead with impact. Tune in next time for another great guest. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Leader X podcast. The Leader X podcast is a Gifted Gab production for 3WH.